when we are kids and we go on a trip with our school, so many of us have heard the Chil Hashem speech. Sometimes as we get older, we become a bit cynical, but the speech before you go somewhere, you're going there, you're wearing a yarmulke, it's clear that you're Jewish, please make sure that you represent us, our people, appropriately and well. I imagine some of us have also heard that same speech post an event, when people messed up a little bit. Sometimes the tone there is a little bit different. When you go somewhere and the principal of your school, the director of your camp feels like you did not behave the way that you were supposed to behave, that there was something which took place on that trip that was atrocious. Someone called the principal, they asked the kid, what school are you from? And you say, I go here. Calls the principal, how is it possible that these are the kids that you teach? What's going on here? The post-Chil Hashem speech is so much more intense than anything else. Tversky's pointed out in an article that sometimes the need to respond to Chil Hashem is so intense. It has to be swift, it has to be strong, and it has to be abundantly clear what we are addressing. There isn't always time to hesitate when there is something as atrocious, as terrible as a Chil Hashem. If there's a Chil Hashem when an individual goes to a location, if there's a Chil Hashem if a group from a school goes on a trip and does not behave appropriately, so this Kina is lamenting the massive Chil Hashem, which took place and takes place as a result of Chorban. That when the Mikdash is destroyed, when on top of our Abayis is not the building that we want to be present there, that it isn't just a lack of a physical structure, but there are those who will claim as a result of that, that the Ribono Shel Olam, chilul, a chalal, something lacking, that the Ribono Shel Olam is not present in this world the same way, that there are people as a result of seeing what takes place, bi'ameinu anu, today even, that will deny the presence of a Ribono Shel Olam who is in charge, a Ribono Shel Olam who is present, a Shechina, which is Shoreb within Klal Yisrael. It's a Chil Hashem of massive proportions. And if we always feel that little bit of chilul, if we always feel when an individual messes up, what about when it's a massive Chil Hashem in front of others? We have a mission. That mission is to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That mission is described so beautifully by the Sfarno a bit, by Rav Hirsch at length, is to be the kinds of people that when we walk somewhere, people look at us and they see godliness. That when Jews walk the street, when we go to any location, what they see are people that are pure and people that are holy, people representing the presence of a Ribono Shel Olam in this world. People that are able to identify that if these people are here, there must be a Ribono Shel Olam. And the world in which we live, Elazar Kakalir, so beautifully in this Kina, addresses a reality that we are well aware of, a reality in which there is a Chil Hashem, a Chil Shem Shamayim. It doesn't mean the Ribono Shel Olam isn't present. The Medrash tells us Baruch Hu is called Makom because Tzadikim, Bechol Makom, can find Ribono Shel Olam. But it's a Chil Klape, the Hamon Am. It's a Chil Klape, the world. That while we can sometimes find Shechina in the Dar Amos Shel Halacha, the absence of that building and us behaving the way that we sometimes behave creates and contributes to an enormous Chil Ol Shem Shamayim. And that part of what we are identifying here on Tisha B'Av is the fallout of that. The reality in which there is not the same degree of Kedusha, the same degree of Shechina that we so badly want, and that we so badly, need. That people can say, as we'll say in this Kina, Mi lo v'shamayim. Who do I have to fear in heaven? Is there even a Ribono Shel Olam? Is there anyone calling the shots? Is there anyone there? That's the reality of Chorban. That's the reality of Chorban. Is to look around and to be able to say, there's a Chil Hashem which is here. Chil Hashem only has a particular kind of a response. B'makom Chil Hashem, we name it, we own it, and we do our best to address it. That in the world of Chorban, so it becomes incumbent upon us to know that some of that is on us. That maybe we are not serving as that Mamlachas Kohanim. identifying with the Ribbono Shel Olam, serving, praising, celebrating Hashras HaShchina, that today we mourn the fact that we have not done it enough, and that we hope that through this day, which is a day aside from everything else, also one partially of tshuva, that we do our best to rectify what that is and what that looks like, to be able to bring increased godliness to this world. But unfortunately, right now, all we could do are say kinos. All we could do is identify that which is missing and that which is lacking. All we could do is our best, is our best. But we mourn today over the enormous chilul shem shamayim taking place, and that has taken place for so many, so many years. Hatei Elohai Asnechal.